big things. Okay, yeah, I'll look at the map. The other big main landmarks would be the parks. Herman Park and Memorial Park are the two biggest parks. Memorial is by far the biggest, and it has lots of trails, horseback riding, tennis courts, golf course, that sort of thing. Herman Park is more built up, and it has the zoo and the Museum of Natural Science and the outdoor theater where they have ballet and symphony.
That's
and
where
stuff.
The art museum is too.
The art museum is catty corner across the traffic circle from Herman Park.
What were the prestigious areas when you were growing up, and how, you know, they changed and all?
Okay, when I was growing up, River Oaks was the established best place in town to live. Other than a few very small areas, like I mentioned Shadyside, which is right next to Rice, and it's just really two curved intersecting streets, and it doesn't have more than a dozen houses.
What are the boundaries of each of?
Well, River Oaks boundary on the east is Kirby, on the west is the railroad tracks. Which
is the railroad tracks a major division?
It can be. It depends. It was, you see, on Katy, because Katy Highway went alongside of the Missouri-Kansas-Texas, the MKT Railroad. And the other railroad was, let's see, I don't remember which one it was. It ought to have the name on it here somewhere. Of course, it's still a railroad, but SP, Southern Pacific Tracks. The Southern Pacific Tracks go through Memorial Park, and they go north-south, basically, and the MKT tracks went east-west along Katy Freeway. There's another railroad that went out Hempstead Highway, which was another big highway out to the country and was purely rural when I was growing up. River Oaks then is bounded by Memorial Park on the north and by Westheimer on the south, or really by San Felipe. Between San Felipe and Westheimer, they called it not River Oaks, but Afton Oaks.
Afton
Oaks, A-F-T-O-N.
What does Afton mean?
Nothing, just a name. I think it was an English name taken from a town in England.
Is River Oaks still prestigious?
Very. River Oaks is very expensive. It's now even more than it used to be because it's close in good expensive. Very restricted in the sense of what kinds of houses you could build, and they have to be masonry, some areas have to be two-story, some areas have to be one-story, some of them have particular footage requirements.
I didn't know they could make restrictions like that.
Oh, yes, they can. Some of them have to be, the style has to be approved by an architectural committee. Yes, they have to be restricted.
What streets are Shadyside?
Shadyside is Remington Lane, and let me see if I can find the other one, Longfellow. Remington and Longfellow.
That's right by Rice.
Right next to Rice, across Sunset Boulevard, fronts on Main Street. And Southampton was good, substantial, but not rich. Southampton is the area north of Rice over to the Southwest Freeway. There are two areas of River Oaks that were especially exclusive. One of them is Lazy Lane, which comes off of Kirby, backs up to the River Oaks Country Club.
That's just a street?
It's one street, and it winds in and makes a big circle and then winds back out on Inwood. The Tall Timbers area was very exclusive and usually more than an acre. So those houses were estates and were mansions.
Was that part of River Oaks?
Mm-hmm. Tall Timbers is really, it's so interconnected with River Oaks, I would be hard-pressed to tell you where one began and the other ended. I know definitely everything west of Willowick is Tall Timbers, but also some of the back streets towards Memorial Park, right near the bio, are also considered to be Tall Timbers, and they're more expensive and have more property than River Oaks.